It's time for Real Golf Radio, the longest-running nationally syndicated golf show in the country, with insights and experience of professional golfer Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper, and the passion and, fun
hey.
Of Brian Taylor.
Nice.
Getting you ready for the weekend in golf for 19 years. Now that's real. Here they are, the hosts of Real Golf Radio, Brian and Bob.
Well, hello there. Welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor alongside Bob Casper, son of that legendary golfer Billy Casper. As always, thank you for joining us each and every week. Talking golf with you, wrapping up our 19th year. We're excited to round into the 20th year of Talking Golf here on Real Golf Radio. And thanks to you, our listeners, for being with us as we express thanks on this upcoming Thanksgiving week. And thank you for being with us. We're going to have some fun today. We got some Thanksgiving turkeys to hand out. We got some Thanksgiving pies as well. We'll talk about that coming up as it relates to golf. The holiday gift guide, we got to kick that off as Black Friday is just under a week away and it's time for that shopping season. We'll also get you caught up on the wrap up of the regular PGA Tour season for 2018 calendar year. Of course, the 2018-19 season will resume after the first of the year. We'll catch up on all of those stories and more. Plus, it's the match coming up a week from yesterday. And who's in, who's out? What you think of that one? Does that warrant being a turkey or a pie? We'll talk about all those coming up here on Real Golf Radio. RealGolfRadio.com is the website. And, of course, you can hit us up on Twitter at Real Golf. Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's pretty crazy. It's like a week away from Black Friday, or less than a week away from Black Friday.
Yeah, we're 5 days from Thanksgiving. We're 6 days from Black Friday. I mean, it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
And the match.
And the match.
The match seems to be what everybody wants to talk about right now, for
really?
Better or for worse.
Really?
And, you know, look, you got Phil and Tiger, and the HBO's doing their specials on them and the previews, and then you got Tiger making, you know, TNT appearances during the NBA games,
yep.
And you Phil sat in on
They're
an NBA
game. They're marketing it well.
And they are, and so it's got people talking.
Yep.
And there is no middle ground here, Bob. I might actually be the middle ground. I am Mr. Middle Ground, but everybody else, this is really a polarizing thing.
Right.
I had a hardcore golfer tell me I wouldn't pay 5 cents to watch this match.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if I agree with that. Anyway, we'll talk about it coming up next. Hey, what does it take to be the number one irons in golf? Well, if you ask the engineers at Callaway, they'll tell you one thing: innovation. And they would know, because Callaway's Face Cup technology has made them the number one irons in golf. The Face Cup technology that makes their irons tremendously powerful actually came from their fairway woods and hybrids, which incidentally, those fairway woods and hybrids continue to outperform the competition. Face Cups dramatically increase ball speed across the face, and the second Callaway started engineering irons with Face Cups, everything changed. Golfers started seeing tremendous gains in distance and forgiveness, and of course, the engineers at Callaway keep on innovating. Steelhead, Big Bertha, and Apex irons are all powered by Callaway's game-changing Face Cup technology, and they've all made Callaway the number one irons in golf. To learn more about the technology behind the number one irons in golf, go to CallawayGolf.com. Callaway, the number one irons in golf.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicholas agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
What happens when our most epic driver technology goes rogue? You set the new bar in speed. Then you set it in forgiveness. This is the new jailbreak. It's our fastest driver technology, and now it's in our most forgiving head. That's how you get the most powerful jailbreak effect ever. The new Rogue Driver from Callaway, the number one driver in golf.
So you've thought about LASIK surgery, but you're hesitant. I get it. It's your eyes, and while it's a hassle to deal with contacts and glasses, the thought of a laser in your eye sounds painful and scary. Well, let me tell you, I had the same feelings until I went to Hoops Vision for my free evaluation. I was super impressed with the time they spent, and they put all my concerns to rest. I left excited and confident knowing that I was in the best hands with the latest technology. The day of the surgery was easy. No pain, comfortable massage chairs, and warm chocolate chip cookies to help me relax. And then the miracle. Within a few minutes, I could see. It's an amazing feeling, and now I can see where my golf ball goes, and I enjoy wearing sunglasses and not dealing with contacts that dry up out in the sun and the wind. It's why major champions like Mike Weir chose Hoops Vision. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with new techniques such as smile and camera, there are more options than ever before. Visit HoopsVision.com today and schedule your free consultation. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you could save $1,000 off your procedure. More choices, more experience, better vision at Hoops Vision.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
Hey, welcome back into the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. At Real Golf is the Twitter handle. Be sure to give us a follow and share your comments there. RealGolfRadio.com. That's where you can find us online. Got a fun show for you. Ryan Ballingy from GolfNewsNet.com will join us in about 20 minutes. And then on the back nine, of course, America's favorite caddy. Turkey edition with the caddy. That'll be fun. Stay tuned for that on the back nine. All right, Bob. As we mentioned, schedule-wise, this is really the last regular PGA Tour event of 2018.
Yeah.
2019, of course, kicks off, as tradition would have it, over in Hawaii. Tournament of Champions.
Correct.
Sony Open, then that West Coast swing, and that's not that far away, which is, it always is amazing how quickly the year wraps up and rounds into form, and we'll be on a countdown to Augusta, which, you know, has all the makings of pretty exciting stuff again, and a 2 weeks of it, really, with the women's amateur event that they're putting on.
Exactly.
Which is super cool. So
yeah.
That's, we're going to get a double dose. We're going to get a 2 week dose of Augusta National.
Dang.
I know, right? That's something that you just can't ever get too much of. I was out playing golf yesterday, and a friend that I'm playing with, he looks at me, and I've got a Masters sweater on and a Masters hat, and he goes, "Do you own anything that's not Masters?" I'm like, "Well, you know, yeah, but I tend to buy a lot of outerwear when I'm there because it lasts." It's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a really good thing. It's fun to it's fun to be there every year. Now it's going to be doubly fun. Because of
double your pleasure.
Yes, because we'll be able to watch the new women's amateur event there.
Yeah, it's gonna
at Augusta National.
I think that's really neat.
Yep.
I love what they're doing.
Yep.
Augusta's typically on the forefront, and this one no exception. All right, so let's talk about PGA Tour. They're playing RSM Classic this week, and as mentioned, last regular season event. You got the match. You got the shootout. Got a couple of things. Tiger's event.
Mm-hmm.
Still the hero, still to come. So still plenty of opportunities to turn on the tube and see some guys swinging the club and chasing the little white ball around before the end of the year. But this one, the last regular full field event.
You think Tiger's using the match to warm up for the Hero World Challenge?
I don't know if he's even thought about it that much.
Charles Howell III leads at 14 under par, 64-64. 2 6 under par rounds. He's followed by three shots. He has a three-shot lead over Jason Gore and Cameron Champ. He keeps showing up, Cameron Champ.
If you're buying stock, buying that Cameron Champ stock right now. Might be too late. You have to buy high at this moment.
Those guys are both 11 under par. Nick Watney at 9. Then you've got Ryan Blom, David Hearn, and Brian Harman all at 8 under par. Great story about Jason Gore, huh?
Yeah, super story. You know, it's basically went into the insurance business. Golf, professional golf wasn't working out real well, and so he's out there doing what we all do.
Yeah,
playing client golf, getting out on the golf course a bunch, trying to
sell
insurance and doing all that kind of stuff. And he's like, "Hey, you know what? Actually, I like this. I'm having fun again."
Yeah, you know, his career kind of took a hiatus because he had some back problems and issues and stuff. So he had some back surgery. He feels real healthy now, 100% healthy, And he got sponsor's exemption to play this week, and here he is, three shots back. So he says it's been a long time since he's played a weekend, and he's just going to go out and have fun.
Yeah.
I like it.
Why not?
Yeah.
You got to be rooting for that guy.
Yeah.
But hasn't
won since 2005.
And coming off a week where we saw the mid-40s getting wins with Lee Westwood and Matt Kuchar.
Uh-huh.
And now here you got Charles Howell III, who's 40 now, if you can believe that. He seemed like a kid forever, right? And he still doesn't look
Chucky
real old.
Three Sticks.
Yeah, Chucky's out there with the lead. And then Jason Gore, of course, is in his 40s. And I think he's got to be
40. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you got Cameron Champ, who's a long ways from 40.
Yes, he's in his early 20s. 23, I think, something like that.
So it'll be fun to watch. Brian Harman's one of the locals. He shoots 66, 68. He's at 4 under.
Yep.
Or excuse me, 8
under.
4 under. He's at 8 under.
Yep.
So, yeah, there's some guys to keep an eye on out there for sure. Ernie Els playing this week. He's in the top 10.
Hmm.
Haven't heard that name for quite some time.
No.
There he is, tied for 10th.
At 6 under par.
So, yeah, some good ones there. Webb Simpson, of course, Ryder Cupper. Playing this week. Troy Merritt's at 5 under par. Uh-huh. He's enjoying being a winner and not having that pressure of trying to make the money to keep your card. You got a couple years to exhale. Ben Crane playing. He's tied for 34th. He's at 4 under par. So Davis Love III, who's the tournament host this week, shot 67 to open up, came back with 71. So he's at 4 under par. Hunter Mahan's in there as well at that 4 under par mark. So you see some guys, Aaron Baddeley.
Yeah.
Now, you know, this is one where, you know, if you've played on the PGA Tour and you're, you know, interested in playing at all, you're probably going to get into this one.
Yeah. Drew Love, Davis Love's son, he makes the cut. 2 under par is where it landed. So.
Yeah, so there you go.
Good stuff.
Yeah, good look at that leaderboard. We got European Tour, DP World Tour Championship this week.
Yeah, it's their final event of the year. And some interesting stuff going on there. Patrick Reed, who is a European Tour member, he is at 14 under par and is tied for the lead with Danny Willett.
Think that guy can make a comeback?
Danny?
Yeah.
Well, he's looking like he's starting to play better again.
He is.
Yeah, after his back-end win at the Masters. Jordan Smith, Lee Westwood winner last week. He's at 12 under par, 2 shots back. Sergio Garcia at 10 under par, and then you start
you got
seeing
Rahm there too.
Yeah, John Rahm is at 10,
and
Henrik Stenson.
Yeah.
Those guys are all at 10, and Shubhankar Sharma. Those guys are all at 10 under par. Then you got Alex Noren and Rory McIlroy at 9 under par. So some of those guys are starting to show up.
Fleetwood there at 6.
Yep.
Tied for 24th. Some of these guys, you know, Francesco Molinari, mm-hmm. he's there at 5 under par, tied for 28th. I mean, some of these guys, they just, it's unbelievable that how they get up for this Ryder Cup, and then you just middle-of-the-road guys the rest of the time.
That's right.
Isn't it? You know, it's just crazy how they, there's Xander Schauffele, he's playing over there this week, interestingly. He's at 4 under par, 71-71-70 for Xander, the X-Man. Matthew Fitzpatrick, yeah, some good names. Thunder Bear, who, again, you know.
Thorne Bjorn.
Yeah. He's tied for 44th. He's even par.
Yeah.
But if it was a Ryder Cup, he'd be 10 under.
It'll be interesting to see how Patrick Reed plays the last two rounds. Well, last round, because he's got 3 rounds in the books right now.
There's Mr. Ryder Cup himself, Ian Poulter. Can't break par in this event. So 72, 74, 76. Going the wrong way, Ian.
Yeah. His year's culminated. He's kind of just there to cash in a check for just being at the event.
I think maybe his chest was a little sore still, and so they advised him to...
From beating his chest?
Right. So, you know, he's shooting some higher numbers, less chest bumps.
Right.
Thumps, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
Beating. So, all right, there you go. That's European Tour. LPGA, they're playing CME Group Tour Championship.
Yeah, and Lexi Thompson taking that time off, and here she is getting back in the swing of things. She's got a 3-shot lead over Brittany Lincecum, Amy Olsen, Marina Alex, and Nelly Korda. Those guys, Amy Olsen, Marina Alex, and Nelly Korda are 4 shots back, but Brittany Lincecum is 3 shots back of Lexi Thompson at 12, 65-67. So that's good to see.
Christy Kerr is 12th at 5 under par. She's kind of the Bernhard Langer of the LPGA Tour. That's probably not fair to Christy. She's not that old, but she just keeps, she's always there.
She's always there. Yep. Yep.
I meant that as a compliment.
Yeah, so I agree with you.
Maybe nobody, I don't know.
You're just kind of falling off the...
What's that?
Just not seeing... Shoot.
Michelle Wee? You looking for Wee?
Yeah,
she's hurt. She's
yeah, she's hurt. And then there's TaylorMade. Longtime TaylorMade.
The Pink Panther?
Yes, the Pink Panther.
Oh, she's yeah, go. She's not playing much these days. Yeah.
She's not even in the event.
So there you go, LPGA this week, and they also have an Australasian Tour event going on over in Australia, the Australia Open.
Yeah, and Matt Kuchar's right in there, maybe a shot or two back.
Yeah, tied for fifth. Yep. He's 7 shots back
now. Oh, is he
Abraham
now?
Abraham Answer okay. running okay. away with things. He's 13 under par after a 65 in round three.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real, here's Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. This segment is brought to you by Callaway Golf and the Chrome Soft, the ball that changed the ball. Got even better. Check it out. Callaway Chrome Soft and Chrome Soft X with graphene.
Yeah.
Ball goes far.
It's a good golf ball.
And it's really good.
Ball goes far.
Yep. Stopping power, great control, beautiful feel off the wedges and putter. Love it. Chrome Soft, Chrome Soft X, which I prefer the X, but can't go wrong with Chrome Soft either.
Yep.
Check them out at CallawayGolf.com, which dovetails nicely into a little holiday gift suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
A nice dozen golf balls, dozen Chrome Soft, Chrome Yep. Soft X's will go a long ways.
They're in the holiday gift guide, aren't they?
Absolutely. You can't go wrong with that.
Nope.
Just a little word for the wise, though.
Yeah.
If you're not used to buying golf balls or things, golf gear for your mm-hmm. for your golfer on your list, don't buy golf balls in a pack more than 12.
So those 15 or 18s don't go good?
Not unless it's a junior golfer who's just starting the game.
That's right.
Then I'm all about it.
Yep. Load up his golf bag and let him just play away.
Right. But they're going to go buy those. Oh, and don't buy them from a department store.
That's or a big box store.
Most likely that's not going to be
yeah.
a good suggestion
yeah.
either, right? But yeah, go into a golf shop, get a set of Chrome Softs. Chrome Soft X, can't go wrong. In fact, they're a nice red or silver package for
yep.
you, so it works with the holidays. And go get yourself hooked up. You could also go to CallawayGolf.com, and they've got a special going on where you can personalize the golf balls.
There you go.
Through, I think, maybe the first or second week of December.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get free customization where you can put little sayings or pick the numbers or whatever you want. So maybe your golfer has a favorite number or a little saying you want to put on there, what have you. Boom,
yeah.
there you go. So
yeah.
that makes a nice gift. So that if they want to buy the discount golf balls on their own, well, that's on them. But for you, if you want to put a nice gift, go with a good golf ball.
Yep. Nice. I agree.
There's a suggestion for you. All right, so we kind of ripped through some leaderboards, and we touched on a couple of things there, Bob, and one of them was Rory McIlroy
yeah.
playing over there. Rory looking to make some changes, and it's interesting because he's starting to have those comments of, you know what, hey, look, I got to look out for me.
Right.
I've been looking out for everybody else, and it's time to look out for me. And so you start hearing those things, and it seems almost inevitable that the successful big-name golfers, especially those that experience success early, eventually have this conversation.
Right.
Because it's true. When you find success in golf the way Rory has, everybody wants a piece of you.
We talked a lot about this last week.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
It is interesting. And so the fact that he wants to focus now even more specifically on playing the PGA Tour.
Right. And focusing on the majors.
Which includes giving up some of his time over on the European
right.
Tour.
And so basically what he said is he's rescinding his membership on the European Tour for next year. So he'll only play two events on the European Tour instead of the required four, other than what he plays as far as the majors and that kind of thing. So I thought that was really interesting. We've seen some guys, most recently Paul Casey, who gave up his membership in 2015 on the European Tour and focused solely on the PGA Tour, and how that turned his career around. He went from making, in 2014, he went from making like almost $900,000 to the last, he's making $3.5 million every year since then, and he got his second win on the PGA Tour in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
So And what he did is basically...
So he focused on the PGA Tour and he doubled his wins.
Yes.
So think if Rory could do that.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot of wins if he focused on the PGA Tour. But he gave up the opportunity by rescinding his membership. He gave up the opportunity of playing 2016 on the Ryder Cup.
Speaking of Casey.
Yes, speaking of Casey. And then he came back for 2018, got his membership back, and then I would say that Rory will probably do something very similar.
I don't see Rory skipping a Ryder Cup.
No.
So
no, he's gonna get a captain's
right.
pick no matter what. But he's gonna rescind it this year and then he's gonna go back. Now the other thing that does is if he rescinds his membership on the European Tour, then he never has an according to tour rules, he never has an opportunity to be a captain. of the Ryder Cup.
If you ever rescind your membership?
That's correct.
Really?
That's what it says.
Well, I can see him make an exception there.
So, and Rory says, I'm not going to worry about that because that's 20 years away.
This is true.
And between now and then,
that room may change
quite a bit. A
lot of water under that bridge. Yep. Yeah, no doubt about it. Good for him. Good for him.
I think it's a great move for him. Remember we talked about last year about underachieving and overachieving?
Mm-hmm. Last week.
This last year was a major underachieving year, and the year before for Rory McIlroy. So for him to come out and say, I'm doing things for me now, is huge. Because as a former number one in the world player, as one of the guys that is one of the top players in the world and, you know, carries the torch for the European Tour and all that kind of thing, for him to say, this is my time now, he's not getting any younger, but he's morphing into his 30s, and this could be a really, really good stretch for him.
He needs to be that. And he's one of the stars of the game, and it's fun to watch him play. Outside of Ryder Cup, when you're not rooting for him, it's fun to watch Rory McIlroy and the way he plays. And I'll tell you what, when you start... You know, so I think when you start talking about Thanksgiving, is this a turkey or a pie? I think this is a pie.
I agree.
For what he's doing. But his final round, that was a big turkey at Augusta. Final round, I mean, he absolutely laid an egg. I couldn't believe.
He's done that twice there.
I couldn't believe. Yeah, but the first
when
one,
yeah,
but the first one when he was his first time. You
yeah,
know?
And he was real young.
I give him a super pass on that one. It's, you know, he was trying to do something that no one's done, you know? So... Since Fuzzy, 1979.
Right.
And so that's a tough deal. And he bounced back and won the U.S. Open a month later. I mean, that was 2 months later. That was remarkable. Rory, good for him. Focus on yourself. Take care of things. Get done what you need to get done and make it happen. All right. So we mentioned the match because there's a lot of people talking about the match. And that was before we went through the leaderboards. I mentioned that people are – it's kind of polarizing right now with the match.
Mm-hmm.
So Tiger, Phil, the big match coming up next Friday. They're talking a lot of smack.
How do you buy this thing?
$19.99.
I know it's $19.99. What do you just go to your cable,
I guess,
or whatever, and
I don't know. Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson match. I mean, it's all Google. Yeah, there you go. Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods pay per view. You click on there and. I imagine there's, you know, some way to go on and buy it. So, it's going to be kind of interesting. They've got TNT, basically a lot of TNT crew sort of thing.
Right.
Andy Johnson's going to mm-hmm. be the lead broadcaster, and you're going to see our friend Jason. Oh, I'm losing my mind here. but anyway, the announcers have been set. Let's just go to the match here. First of all, is this something you'd pay $20 to watch?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think we would
I
think we're a little bit skewed because we want something to talk. You know, it's something to talk about. It's kind of our job to keep an eye on this kind of thing.
Right.
But it's amazing to me how many people are almost appalled by it. You know, like I said, a guy yesterday...
Lack of relevance?
Avid golfer, and he says, I wouldn't pay 5 cents to watch this match. Why? Now, it's a tough watch in a lot of senses because it's the, you know, day after Thanksgiving. It's a Friday. It's the middle of the day. There's football on. There's, you know, you got the shopping traditions. You got whatever's going on to sit down and watch these guys. But I think they're gonna have a good time. I always like the old Shell Wonderful World of Golf matches.
Mm-hmm.
And so why not watch Tiger? Who else on a Friday after Thanksgiving would you sit down to watch a match right now? I mean, are you gonna watch Rory and Patrick Reed? Really?
No.
I mean, everyone's going to say, yeah, oh my gosh. Well, it's not. That wouldn't – a Thanksgiving Day pay-per-view between Rory and and Reed isn't, that's not going to, it's not going to work. It's not going to have the same intensity as a Ryder Cup. I mean, the beautiful thing about the Rory Reed match of that Ryder Cup 2 years ago was the fact that it was in competition, in play, and they came up with
right.
it as it went along. I mean, that doesn't happen very often.
No, not at all.
Tiger and Phil, as we mentioned last week, the only one I can remember is Drow that produced any real exciting final round drama playing
yeah.
together, and that was 15 years ago.
Right.
So these are the two of the biggest names in the game. They are going to play against each other. They have major personalities,
mm-hmm.
and they're gonna rib each other. They're gonna have some fun. They've got some appeal. I don't think there's two other guys in the game today that would even be worth watching. That's why I think this is a worth watch.
And they're talking trash already.
And that's good. I hope they open up a little bit and we can see into it, even if it is a bit contrived. I hope it doesn't yep. come across as contrived.
I agree.
That's the challenge.
And I
right?
hope they go out and they play great golf.
I think they will. So I'm giving the match a watch. I think it's a must watch. There you go. I said it.
Okay.
Last year, Callaway's transformative jailbreak technology created an epic shift in ball speed and performance. In fact, it made them the number one driver in golf. Now it's the fairway wood's turn. That's right, the new Rogue Fairway is the world's first fairway wood with jailbreak technology. Let me say that again. Callaway has put jailbreak bars into a fairway wood. We're talking about game-changing ball speed here. And of course, every Rogue Fairway comes equipped with Callaway's legendary 360 face cups. When you put these two things together, which is crazy when you think about it, you get the most powerful fairway wood Callaway has ever created. You'll immediately see a difference in distance and ball speed. But stay humble and let your buddies ask, how the heck did you get there in two? Did you just outdrive me with a three wood? And you could just nod and say, yep, I went rogue. Get the details on the new Rogue Fairway at CallawayGolf.com. It's time to go rogue with Callaway, the number one fairway woods in golf.
At the first tee.
Oh, oops.
It's the little things in life we pick up.
Hey, thank you.
That make for a successful future.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thanks.
Oh, you dropped this.
Because little things can carry a big impact
Sorry.
Both on and off the course.
Hey, thanks.
To learn more, visit thefirsttee.org.
Callaway Golf has been the fastest growing golf ball brand since 2013, and the ChromeSoft golf ball has been a major part of that. ChromeSoft is extremely fast, incredibly soft, and unbelievably easy to control, which is why Phil Mickelson, Patrick Reed, and Jim Furyk have changed to ChromeSoft. You have to be willing to change to get better. ChromeSoft and the new ChromeSoft X are in stores now. See what they can do at CallawayGolf.com. ChromeSoft, it's the ball that changed the ball.
Your hands. With the grip, they form the connection between you and your club. In a game where feel is so important to playing your very best, great shots begin with a great grip. For every golfer who wants to play better, there's a Lampkin grip.
The difference between tour pros and regular golfers is, well, pretty much everything. But when it comes to putting, the best players in the world generate top spin at impact. Most of us do not. The new O-Works Micro Hinge insert from Odyssey dramatically generates top spin at impact regardless of the putting stroke. Top spin is what gets the ball rolling on its intended line. The Micro Hinge insert is a new way to roll. The new O-Works Micro Hinge insert from Odyssey is in stores now. Go to odysseygolf.com to learn more.
You're listening to Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, talking golf since Jordan Spieth was in first grade.
You started it.
That's Real Golf Radio.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. I talked to one of the best players that I know and have played with into buying some... He got all his clubs stolen.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You know our buddy Ronnie?
Oh, yeah.
And he got all his clubs stolen. He was down in California and parked at a hotel. And
left his bag in the
back
car?
Of the back of the Suburban or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. You know, the Tahoe, they could see in the back, and just guys smashed the parking lot up and hit up about 10 cars before.
Huh.
And went screeching out of the parking lot with his golf bag.
Wow.
So was putting his whole new bag together, and he's a ping guy, and but he's like, I need fairway woods. That's what I'm still kind of working through. And I told him about these rogue fairway woods and played with him yesterday. He's got a 3 and a 5 in there.
Awesome.
Yeah. I was like, they're good, huh? He's like, so good. So good. But the way our course has been redesigned with a whole bunch of fairway bunkers strategically placed, I'm going to be hitting a whole lot of 3 woods around there off the tee.
Yeah.
Which is fine. 3 goes a long ways,
man. It does.
It goes a long ways.
It does.
Check it out, CallawayGolf.com. All right, Ryan Ballingy, GolfNewsNet.com, kind enough to join us this morning. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, boys. How are you?
We're doing good. Happy Thanksgiving next week, huh?
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving in advance.
Yeah, thank you. We wanted to have a little bit of fun with Thanksgiving, so we were trying to come up with our Thanksgiving turkeys and our Thanksgiving pies. So...
Now, are you turkey people or are you pie people? Because depending on what's good, I don't know. I don't know what should be.
They're
good.
Both good.
They're both good, right?
They're both great.
Right. Thank you. Yes, that's very good. Are you a pumpkin pie guy, by the way? Because that seems to be a polarizing one.
I am a pumpkin pie guy. I'm more of a pecan pie guy as my years roll on, but I love pumpkin pie.
As your years roll on, I know pecan is a bit of an acquired taste.
It is.
And I have not acquired
it. It takes a little while. But once you get it, man, you get it.
But pumpkin's really good. You got to have lots of whipped cream on it, man.
Yeah, the way to go is really go to Costco, go buy a $7 pumpkin pie that's the size of both your heads combined, and just go to town.
There's not a better deal.
No, there's not. Not on planet Earth other than Costco birthday cake.
You know what?
And that's another one.
$13 bucks for a massive sheet cake. Where are you going to find that?
You can't find that deal anywhere.
Yeah. I just bought that for my daughter's birthday just this week, just 2 days ago. And I was thinking, I told my wife, this is one of those gems that it's, can you imagine? What did it cost when we were, my daughter just turned 17. What did it cost for a sheet cake this size when I was 17? I mean, a lot more, right?
Oh,
a lot more.
Oh, a lot more.
Yeah.
$40 back in the 80s?
Yeah.
I mean, parents of young kids now, parents are putting together birthday parties to their kids, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, and their cakes are like $75 and $100. Like, go to Costco, get a $20 cake or whatever it is, and you'll never regret it.
Write their name on it. Have them write their name on it, and it's fine.
Yeah, customize it. This interview with Ryan Ballingy brought to you by Costco. Go to Costco.com for your executive membership today.
I was going to say, God, I wish they advertised.
They don't need to, right?
We just did it for them for free.
That's right. That's right.
So, but I thought when you're talking about turkeys, right, it does have the term turkey has a bit of a negative connotation, right? So we're going to go with turkeys on, hey, you know, that was a turkey. And we were talking about the match. And I think the match coming up next week is a little polarizing. I told Bob I played with a guy yesterday. He's an avid golfer. He loves the game. I mean, this is a golf company's ideal client. I mean, he is – He'll buy your most expensive custom wedge. He'll buy, you know, he's got a dozen putters in his trunk. I mean, this is the guy you want, right? He plays all the time. And he said he wouldn't pay 5 cents to watch the match. I thought it was pretty interesting. So it seems like either people are really excited about this or they're like, I wouldn't waste my time. But I think even the people that said they wouldn't waste their time are very curious how it's going to turn out.
I think so. I think there are going to be some last-minute converts, maybe even some late pay-per-view buys of people who, once they kind of get into it and they see the buzz on maybe Twitter or Facebook or whatever, and go, you know what, it is worth the $20. We're going to see this one time. It's a one-time thing. What the heck? I mean, especially if you get friends together, you get 3-4 people in a room to watch this thing, $5 a person. Well, now it's pretty good entertainment for a Friday, especially if you kind of have family around, all of your golf fans. It's Black Friday. Maybe you choose not to go out shopping and someone else in your family does. Sit back with your friends and watch some golf. It's not a bad deal, but I do understand why it's polarizing. You either think it's a money grab between guys who are past their prime, or you're excited to see something that you've never really seen before and we've been thinking about for years.
You know, and the interesting thing is, not only, I mean, they've directed everybody to pay-per-view, and there's really not going to be anybody there watching it as far as crowd or anything, because they're not selling tickets.
Yeah, it's really strange. I'm sure it's going to be a weird vibe, because even when they did the ABC primetime matches, they had tickets. I mean, there were people, there were galleries watching it, even if it was just like Sherwood Country Club members, but whatever, there are people there. And for this, I think there are 50 media members that were or will be credentialed. There are 50 spots available. There are some sponsor tickets, you know, from Capital One. And then there's going to be the guys playing, their caddies, the announcers, and probably their personal entourages and families, and that's it. So what's that, 200 people at most?
Yeah.
It's going to look weird, but it'll also probably be cool for some folks who maybe even don't care about the match to see Shadow Creek without people obscuring what it really looks like, because it's most people who love golf have probably heard of Shadow Creek, maybe even want to play there someday, but aren't ponying up the $500 to go to out on a 20-mile limo ride to go play the golf course. So right. Even that could be an attraction.
Have you ever played there or been there?
I haven't. That's the one course in Vegas other than the Prestige that I have not played yet that I want to play. So I'm just as interested as everybody else to see what it looks like.
You know, when the Senior Tour used to play there, they'd put them up at one of those, like the Mirage or one of those events or one of those places. And then they had the guys go out and play with their high rollers. You know, I was caddying for my I caddied for my dad a couple of times, and they'd go out. We'd go out to Shadow Creek. There were pheasants and all kinds of wildlife that were all over that golf course. So it'll be interesting to see if they're still there, or if somebody or if some type of animal got in there and ate them all.
A few coyotes.
Vegas golf is sneaky good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of places that people don't know about unless you've been there a few times. Obviously, people have heard of Shadow Creek because it's so reclusive, but there are other places, too, that it's a little bit less money, still an expensive round, but when you play, it's a special feeling, and I think Shadow Creek will exude that.
Hey, let me ask you about something you mentioned, Ryan. Ryan Ballinger, GolfNewsNet.com, joining us. You said that some of the people are saying these are a couple guys past their prime. Does that really matter in golf? Because, I mean, we play golf for a long time, right? And some of my favorite memories are watching the old Shell Wonderful World of Golf and seeing some of these guys that were way past their prime, but you watch because they were the legends, and it was kind of a chance to see them, you know, play again. And so I guess I'm not so sure why this prime time, you know, would be. Sure, would we have loved to watch them play back in 2004, 2005? Yeah, of course, but. Okay, that's a little unrealistic. It's not as if we're going to go out here and watch, you know, Dr. J and Michael Jordan, you know, with, you know, their bellies out there trying to play basketball on one-on-one. I mean, these guys are still high-level golfers, much higher than most people will ever achieve.
Both winners last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both still in the top, what, 30 in the world? So it's not like they're – I know they're not one and two, but they're still really darn good.
Yeah.
And if you want to try to make a historical comparison, and I forget all the details around the match at Cypress Point, but it was what Ken Venturi and what Frank Stranahan or Harvey Ward against what Byron Nelson and Hogan, right?
Oh, yeah.
And those guys shot it was like 62 versus 63 in their better ball match or their four ball match. So, I mean. And those guys, the older, you know, Nelson and Hogan weren't exactly in their absolute prime at that moment. That was Venturi's moment, really, what he thought. And it still turned out to be an incredible match, and I wish that was on TV or recorded somewhere. So
one of my favorite books. It's a great book.
It's a great book, 120-page book you'll read in 5 minutes. It's that good. But I'm not saying it's going to be that, but it could be, and we don't know until it happens. But I do think it helps that these guys are going to get to play in a friendly atmosphere. It's not a tour atmosphere. It's a little bit different. These guys can show off a little bit. I think the golf will be good.
And they'll be mic'd up and all that kind of thing. It'll be pretty interesting, especially if they do some side bets and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, I know these guys are worth at least $500 million each in Phil's case, and Tiger's probably closer to $1 billion. But still, it's $9 million, and you don't play for that every day. And that can make someone a little uncomfortable. And even unto all that, I think Phil really wants to win this. That's probably why he concocted this thing, because he sees it as an opportunity to kind of score one against Tiger. And once, I don't know that Tiger is initially as into it as Phil was, but once it gets going, he's going to want to kill Phil like he always has.
Yeah.
So I think it'll even if it's a slow start, it'll pick up pretty quickly.
So are you giving the match a Thanksgiving turkey or a pie?
I'm going to give it a pie because it's better than whatever other golf is going to be on Thanksgiving, and which is pretty much nothing. And there's college football on Friday afternoon, but I think Oregon plays at like 3:30 or something like that, but they're not playing a good opponent. So what else are you going to do if you're a golf fan on Black Friday? You going to go shopping? Good luck to you. If you're going to do something else, take a nap, fine. But if you want to be entertained for a reasonable amount of money, all right, well, you're going to spend 4 hours, you're going to watch the match. So just suck it up and pay the money.
Hey, with our limited time left, I wanted to ask you about Rory McIlroy and his thoughts on rescinding his membership on the European Tour to focus solely on the PGA Tour.
I think he has a point that the European Tour is never going to prevent him from being the captain 20 years from now. They'll forget what this was. But it does seem like he's kind of lost right now. And I think that him taking the European Tour out of the equation, the feeling that he's got to be an ambassador for that tour and be a stalwart for that tour out of the equation, I think that tells you where he is in his career, where he thinks he needs to be going, because he's not winning majors. He hasn't in at least 4 years at this point, almost 5 years by the time we get to the PGA Championship next May. So we're looking at a point in his career where this is kind of, is this as good as you're going to be? Are you going to win just a four-major guy, four or five-major guy, or you're going to be a nine-major guy? And I think he feels like making this decision to focus on the U.S., not travel as much, that's what he's going to try and find out for himself this year. So I can understand where he's coming from.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Hey, so when you start thinking of turkeys on the year, what comes to mind? Because this is – I didn't spend a whole week researching the entire year. I just kind of went, what stands out in my mind as turkeys from the year? When you think about that, what comes to your mind when you think of golf and the turkeys of the year?
I think the USGA probably won. I love what they did with Shinnecock, but they got raked over the coals so badly for what happened with the U.S. Open, especially on Saturday, even though it was pretty interesting to watch, I think. But they seem to have kind of put their foot in it again this year with the U.S. Open set up in the opposite direction of what happened with Erin Hills, which was supposedly too easy. Mm-hmm. So they can't seem to find a balance. I mean, other than that, you know, you typically think of guys who are kind of goofy are going to be your turkeys, but Bubba won 3 times this year, so he's had a great year.
he
can't be a turkey. And you think DeChambeau might be a turkey, but he's won 4 times.
Yep.
So the turkeys or the supposed turkeys are having a great year. I can't explain it, but they're playing some great golf. So I don't think there are a whole lot of turkeys this year in golf, to be truthful with you. I really can't think of that many that come immediately to mind.
How about the U.S. Ryder Cup team?
That was just a lot of turkeys in one room just gobbling a lot. I don't know what happened there.
So here's the ones that came to mind, and we're going to discuss these. Patrick Reed and the way he I mean, look, it's hard to call him a turkey because he won the Masters, but, you know, he kind of still mucked that up a little bit with the whole family thing that was going on with that whole deal. And then, of course, how he came up after the, you know, the Ryder Cup. And then, of course,
got upset about the line drive section tickets from the PGA Tour,
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you Phil Mickelson's U.S. Open antics. I think that was pretty much full on turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that about is the turkey moment of the year.
Yeah. So those are the ones that kind of popped in into my mind. But anyway,
but I feel like there weren't as many like really interesting, crazy, outlandish moments in golf this year. It felt like a good year for golf in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
So,
and no surprise, Tiger came back in that, and which is, makes us all feel good, right?
Yeah, I'm glad he's not a turkey. I'm glad he's pie again. I mean, that's the seminal guy in golf, and that his comeback was successful. That he's 13th in the world right now. That he won. That he led for an hour on Sunday in the third major of the year. I mean, all that stuff is incredible. That's something we should celebrate, that he's back and relevant again in a big-time way.
I'll take that with a large slice and a big scoop of whipped cream. Thanks, Rye.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Happy Thanksgiving,
it.
Thanks,
buddy.
Thanks, Ryan. Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com. We've got to go to break. We're up against it. More next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
You know, I think the USGA is probably going to fall both turkey and pie on this thing.
Yeah.
You know, because it seems like with the U.S. Open and the setup and something along the way, they're going to find themselves with a little turkey. But the
simplification
new rules,
of rules.
Yeah. You got to throw some major pie that way.
Yep.
I mean, it's throwing pies. This kind of also has a negative connotation, so I'm not sure this whole thing is working exactly how I. But hopefully you're getting the visual.
Yeah, we're getting the visual, getting the. Getting
all I can
the
tell you is after that interview
about.
We just did with Ryan, we went to break. My mouth was watering for some pumpkin pie.
There you go. And that, you know, that interview we did with Thomas Pagel where he talked about the rules and stuff like that. I liked it.
Yeah, you'll get more of that coming up
pumpkin
next week
pie,
on
baby.
Thanksgiving Best of Edition next week after the match. All right, stay tuned. The back nine's next.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A rising death toll and a staggering number of people missing in the campfire in Paradise, California. More than 1,000 people are now unaccounted for. KCBS-TV's Jenna Lane reports from Chico.
A lot of people on that list are believed to be alive and well. They just don't know that people are looking for them. They just haven't been able to check in yet with their loved ones. A lot of people don't have phones anymore or phone service or other ways to let people know that they're okay.
Evacuees say they're getting no help from FEMA.
I don't know what we're going to do. FEMA's not helping. They said 7 to 15 days to let us know.
The fire is still burning, and hundreds of miles away in Sacramento, smoke has shut down schools and many events due to the air quality index from the fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Congressmen are weighing in on who they believe should be the next Speaker of the House come January. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
The Democrats are still trying to figure out who the next Speaker of the House will be. I had a chance to chat with Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican of Louisiana, and he believes Nancy Pelosi is the front runner.
There's a real internal power struggle going on the Democrat side. You know, Nancy Pelosi is still the front runner. She's the face of their party.
President Trump has weighed in on a courtroom's finding that CNN correspondent Jim Acosta's White House press credential should have been reinstated after the White House had revoked it last week. The president told reporters, people have to behave. After the hearing, Acosta spoke to reporters about getting his badge back.
Throughout all of this, I was confident and I felt that this would be the result at the end of the day, that our rights would be protected to continue to cover our government and hold our leaders accountable.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
President Trump and First Lady Melania have welcomed veterans and their families to the White House. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has the story.
I want to express the eternal gratitude and thanks of our entire nation.
President Trump honoring veterans and military families at the White House. The president saying his administration trying to help vets find good jobs.
To ensure veterans and military families can find great jobs, and veteran unemployment has reached its lowest level in nearly 21 years.
President Trump also saying he's trying to reform the troubled VA.
Since day one, my administration has also taken bold action to reform the Department of Veterans Affairs and deliver our veterans the care they so richly deserve.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
More Americans than ever before are seeking asylum in Canada. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The data from the Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Agency in Canada shows more than 2,500 Americans applied for asylum in Canada last year, six times more than the amount of applications it received in 2016. Some say the recent political climate involving President Trump may have contributed to that unexpected rise, as Americans were the third highest number of asylum seekers in 2017, with Nigerians and Haitians topping that list in Canada. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
The second nine, the finishing holes, the closing stretch. It starts now. Here's the back nine, our number two of Real Golf Radio. With the steady stripe it down the middle, make every putt because it's in your blood, Bob Casper, and that better lucky than good handled dragon flipper, Brian Taylor. Here's Brian and Bob.
Hey, welcome in. It's the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you, and just listening to that open. Yeah, I'm a little handle dragon flipper, but I get it done. And, you know, I made some good putts yesterday, Bob.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Made some good birdies?
Yes, I did. I had 2-3 putts, which I was not proud of myself for.
Uh-huh.
But I started making so many putts that I started getting a little aggressive on some putts I shouldn't have been aggressive on. Ran it by a little bit on some speedy putts that I was just getting a little greedy on because I was filling it up. But that XO Rossi putter is money. Callaway and Odyssey, actually, Odyssey Golf tweeted out, you know, what's your pick there? They got the 7, they got the Rossi, and what's the Indianapolis?
Yeah, Indianapolis.
Is that what it is? Basically like, which is your favorite? And I'm telling you, the Indianapolis and the 7 look great, but there's a feel and just a comfort with that Rossi.
Yeah.
That is just so good. So good.
It's awesome.
You know what's interesting, Bob, too, with golf, is I made 2 par savers that I kind of got myself in trouble on, and they were probably 8 to 10 foot par savers.
Uh-huh.
Man, those are real satisfying.
They kind of spark you on a little bit.
They just I was feeling pretty darn good about those, even though they were only a par.
Yeah.
And if I had executed my previous shot appropriately, I would have just been tapping in for par,
mm-hmm.
or picking it up. That's good, kind of par. But instead, I'm having to grind for a par. But making a long par putt is – I was thinking about
it's
it yesterday.
A good thing.
It's one of those
– It's a really good – that's a pie.
It is a pie.
Yeah.
Maybe a little slice, but it's a pie.
It's a little slice of pie with a lot of whipped cream.
That's the way you should eat pie. Real whipping cream.
Real whipping
cream.
Don't
mess around with any Cool Whip action.
That's right. That's right.
You bring Cool Whip to a Thanksgiving party, you're out.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no good. All right, we got to hit our turkeys and pies. We'll have some fun. Thanks for joining us.
The new Chrome Soft is better from tee to green. To maximize control, you need a ball with a soft, thin cover. Chrome Soft has a Tour Urethane cover, which feels incredible. Under the cover is the mantle. The guys in R&D at Callaway have tuned this layer to produce a more penetrating ball flight from 50 to 125 yards. Distance control in the scoring zone is everything. More control means more birdies. And I like birdies. This is the Dual Soft Fast Core. So what does it do? It produces ultra-low spin off the driver for incredibly fast ball speed. Yet the core is still soft enough for you to compress the ball off the long irons. It's extremely soft and extremely fast. That's the secret behind Chrome Soft. The new Chrome Soft from Callaway. It's the ball that changed the ball.
The difference between tour pros and regular golfers is, well, pretty much everything. But when it comes to putting, the best players in the world generate top spin at impact. Most of us do not. The new O-Works Micro Hinge insert from Odyssey dramatically generates top spin at impact regardless of the putting stroke. Top spin is what gets the ball rolling on its intended line. The Micro Hinge insert is a new way to roll. The new O-Works Micro Hinge insert from Odyssey is in stores now. Go to odysseygolf.com to learn more.
Golf course superintendents are the unsung heroes of our great game. Due to the game's efforts, we now have turf that needs less water, courses that are more sustainable, with many now offering natural wildlife habitats. From the days of old Tom Morris, golf course superintendents have given golfers a reason to love this great game. But don't take my word for it. Jack Nicklaus agrees.
If you love golf like I do, thank a golf course superintendent.
A message from the Golf Course Superintendents Association of America and local superintendents everywhere.
Callaway's transformative gel brake technology created an epic shift in ball speed and performance. In fact, it made them the number one driver in golf. Now it's the fairway wood's turn. The new Rogue Fairway is the world's first fairway wood with gel brake technology. And of course, every Rogue Fairway comes equipped with Callaway's legendary 360 face cups, making Rogue the most powerful fairway wood Callaway has ever created. Get the distance on the new Rogue Fairway at CallawayGolf.com. Go Rogue with Callaway, the number one fairway woods in golf.
The First Tee can teach young people how to hit a driver or how to stop a ball out of a bunker. But true success is measured by how well they perform off the golf course, by how well they use values like confidence, perseverance, and integrity in their daily lives. The First Tee helps young men and women become better golfers, but even more important, better people. Get involved. Visit thefirsttee.org.
Now back to Real Golf Radio with Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. Here's a little tip for you. Why don't you get out and go to CallawayGolf.com, look for their gift holiday gift guide, and that will give you some great suggestions on taking care of the golfer on your list. You can't go wrong. We mentioned the Odyssey putters. Putters are a unique thing. I've said this a lot, but putters are tough in the sense that they're a very personal item.
Yes.
But if you got somebody one of those XO putters, they are not going to be disappointed.
No.
They may go exchange it for this or that, you know, they may say, I want a 35 inch and you got a 34 inch, mm-hmm. or they might want a different grip on it, or they may bend it up, you know, whatever, but they are going to be super stoked.
You know what's cool about this gift guide?
Yes, do tell.
Oh, you know what? It jumped me to a totally different one. I was going to say that they've got, the great thing about it is they've got the opportunity to, you know, you can buy something for under $25.
Yep.
You can buy something for $50, or you can spend a couple hundred bucks or $500, depending on what your recipient of this gift wants for their Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a good thing. Lots of great suggestions. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, dozen golf balls, dozen Chrome Soft, you know, nice hat. You know, they have backpacks, divot tools, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
All at CallawayGolf.com/gift guide. That's
wedges,
all you got to do.
Head covers, all kinds of good stuff.
Yep. So check that out and happy shopping. Yeah.
Yep.
Enjoy. The Truvis golf balls are kind of a popular one too. If you
yes, they are.
Did that. And again, I think through the.
Even the red, white, and blue.
Of course.
If you're
especially the red,
patriot,
white, and blue.
Patriotic, get it.
I thought you'd say if you're a Patriots fan.
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
No.
So interesting, Bob. The match.
Mm-hmm.
He brought up the book, The Match.
Yes.
And
Ryan Ballingy brought that up. Yeah.
I didn't even really put those two together, but that is a great book.
Yes.
If you've got a golfer on your list that has not read The Match, that would be a great gift. It's a quick read. Mark Frost, the match, the day the golf game, the game of golf changed forever, talks about the shift from amateur golf to professional golf,
mm-hmm.
you know, that type of thing. But I absolutely loved it. Got a little golf history in there, plus this cool match on an amazing golf course at Cypress Point. You know, Nelson and Hogan against Venturi and Harvey Ward.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really well written, and just just reads fast. It's a really good book. And we had Mark Frost on when that book came out, and then Ken Venturi.
Right.
Remember having Ken on?
Yeah.
To talk with him about that?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we might need to dig those up for next week.
Yeah.
Dave's like, what? We're doing what? He's... Don't shake it off, Dave.
You know, and the interesting thing about this whole thing is that, remember the guy Eddie? And
yeah. The caddy, Eddie.
The caddy with Fort Francis we met?
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy
Eddie Lowry.
Eddie Lowry. He's the guy that kind of sparked this whole thing and kind of set it all up, which
yeah,
I thought
became,
was pretty interesting.
You know, he was a super successful
car dealer in San Francisco area. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he did really well for himself.
Yep.
So
read it, roll it, hole it.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
That's right.
All that good stuff. So you said it, Francis. You said it. Yeah, that's obviously a great movie as well. But
yeah.
Coming up, talking about the greatest game. But yeah, good stuff there. So the match. We're talking about the not only the match. What do you think is going to happen in the match? By the way, are you giving this one to Tiger or Phil?
Tiger.
Do you think they've already decided who wins?
No.
You don't think Phil would agree?
Bragging rights.
You don't think Phil would agree to say, hey, look, we're going to play this match, but Tiger's going to win. And, you know, you're going to play well, but on the 17th hole, if you somehow have the lead, you got to hit it in the water. You got to go hard four or left.
You think they're splitting the money for charity?
I don't think so. It was winner take all. That's what they say.
Yeah. That's what they say.
But you're saying, so whoever gets it, they're going to split it up and give
They'll split it. Yeah. I don't know. I liked what Tiger said. He had an interview, and they said, you going to get in Phil's head on the golf course? And Tiger said, I've been in Phil's head for 20 years.
Yeah, that was with Ernie Johnson on TNT during a halftime show.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's hard to argue that. I mean, look, you got to give a lot of credit to Phil Mickelson for his, you know, he's a few years older than Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
And he won 44 times.
Yeah. 44, 45, something like that.
And Tiger's got 80.
Yes.
But nobody else has anywhere near what Phil has during that same time.
No. Phil's got 5 majors, 3 masters, British, and a PGA. Tiger's got 14.
But 5 majors?
Tiger wrecked a lot of guys.
Well, he took a lot of wins away from guys that otherwise would
like
have.
Like Ernie Els. And
Ernie comes to mind.
Duval, yeah.
David Duval.
Yeah.
I mean, Duval still has PTSD from playing Tiger.
Tiger, Duval got his major.
Yeah, but he was, how many times was he third or runner up at Augusta? A couple times.
Yeah.
He was right in there a few times. When Tiger won. And the crazy thing to me is that Tiger still has just the 4 green jackets.
Yeah.
And look, 4 green jackets is remarkable, right? Mm-hmm. Getting 1 is remarkable.
Right.
But 4 is amazing, right? I mean, but, you know, Jack had 6. He's only 2 off of the most. But, God, he had those. The last one he got was 2005.
Right. Right.
That was a long time ago.
And Phil's won 3 since then.
Well, no, if we got 4, 6, and 10.
So. Oh, okay, so 2 since then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were kind of exchanging it back and forth for 3 years. Tiger, Phil, Tiger.
Well, and you know what? The other interesting thing is you look at the lefty run on that whole thing when he's talking about Augusta. Weirsy in 03.
Yeah.
Mickelson in 04.
Yeah.
And then Bubba's won 2.
Right.
And Phil's won another 2.
Right.
So you've got, basically, you've got, what? 3, you got 5?
Yeah.
Since 2003, Weirsy was the first one in 2003. So in 15 years, 5 of them, a third?
Yeah.
Have been lefties? That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. They're trying to market that Wishbone event, too, down there at Goat Hill.
Mm.
Pretty good.
Mm.
People are saying, which would you rather watch on pay-per-view? Although the Wishbone one isn't going to be...
It's not televised, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So who's that? Xander and Hoffman?
And Hoffman against Dean and...
Dean Wilson and Mike Weir.
Yep.
Yeah. Dean Wilson resides down there in the area. He plays there all the time.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty cool. I think it's fun that that they're doing that. We'll have to talk to Mike about that and see what he thinks.
Yeah.
But yeah, pretty cool opportunity.
And it's all persimmon and old school clubs. It's good.
I like it.
Hey,
you know, look, I like the old guys' chances on that. I'm talking too. Mike and Dean, but these guys are, you know, but they probably remember playing that gear.
Exactly.
And Mike's a pure striker, man. He just isn't good. He's not been long enough and good enough with the driver to be able to give himself a shot, right? But short game wise and ball striking, you know, he's.
And this is a golf course where you don't have to hit a long ways.
Right. So, yeah, pretty cool stuff. So, yeah, you got that match going on down there in Goat Hill in Oceanside, California. And then you got, of course, the match Shadow Creek, Las Vegas.
Pay-per-view.
I have a hard time seeing Tiger lose to Phil Mickelson.
I don't think he's going to. No, Begay says he's getting ready.
Of the two, Tiger certainly is in better form.
Yes.
Coming off a win at the Tour Championship.
Yes.
Phil's last win was in March at the WGC Mexico.
Correct.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're looking at it that way, you got to hand it to Tiger. But also, is there someone who relishes this kind of thing more than Phil Mickelson? I mean, this is Phil Mickelson's playground.
Yes.
He has got to be as giddy as can be about this kind of a thing. So from that standpoint, maybe you give the upper hand to Phil.
I don't know.
Kind of interesting. Hey, the caddy's going to join us next. We're going to go over turkeys and pies with the caddy. Stay tuned. This is Real Golf Radio.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now back to Real Golf Radio, talking golf back when 300-yard drives were big. For real, here's Brian and Bob.
Hi, welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you. Thanks for joining us. Got a little golf being played this week. RSM Classic.
Yep.
Sea Island, Georgia. This is the final PGA Tour event of 2018 calendar season. Of course, the 18-19 season will continue in Hawaii.
Yes.
Coming up in January, which isn't that far off.
Yeah. Charles Howell III, Chucky Three Sticks. He's 14 under par. Pretty consistent play so far, 64-64 in the first two rounds, has a three-shot lead over Jason Gore and Cameron Champ. Right back in the mix again. Boy, this was only three events removed after winning at Sanderson Farms, and he's still cranking along. So, pretty interesting. He has made already $1
million. $1 million.
Yep.
Yeah, good for him.
His FedEx Cup rank
Welcome
is
to the
ninth.
PGA Tour. He's still had, like 100th in the world, though, right?
Yeah.
He'll be moving on up. He keeps playing this way.
Yep.
So, yeah, good stuff. Cameron Champ playing some good golf. We'll see RSM Gladder. He also got a European Tour event where Patrick Reed's playing well. Was he leading?
Is that right? Patrick Reed is
the DP
still
World
leading
Championship?
At 14 under par.
Right.
He's tied with Danny Willett.
Danny.
And Lexi Thompson is leading by three.
All right, there you go. Speaking of, here he is, the caddy. Caddy.
There are bag rats. And then there are caddies.
Baby.
Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy, on Real Golf Radio.
And the caddy joins us right here on Real Golf Radio ahead of our Thanksgiving holiday. Caddy, good morning. How are you?
Bob, you know what they said to me when I went to play golf with Brian one time at Alpine Country Club?
What did they say?
Well, actually, not what they said. Brian was introducing me to people, and he'd lean over and he'd whisper, he's just a caddy. He's not a member of the club.
Nice.
Good but caddy. He did say he's just the caddy.
He's just the caddy.
Yeah. Well, yes, normally we don't allow caddies to play at Bushwood.
See, Bob?
See? Yep.
Right?
Yep. No doubt about it.
Yeah. All right. So, caddy, here we are ahead of our Thanksgiving holiday. And Bob and I thought it might be fun this year for Thanksgiving to hand out some turkeys and some pies. So, although we both rather like turkey and pie, we decided, you know, that maybe the turkeys of the year, maybe that has a little bit of a negative connotation, you know, when you think of turkeys and kind of a goofy or whatever. And, you know, our pies are going to be the good thing. So, when you start thinking of turkeys of the year, when you think back on this golf season, does someone or something come to mind?
Yes, I'd like to offer a New Year's resolution first for 2019.
Wow, we're doing the resolutions before turkeys. Okay.
Yes.
Everyone in the world stops using the term goat as a good term. Goat means bad, right, Bob?
I agree.
Tell me that goat sounds good. Really? I mean, nothing.
Not for Thanksgiving. I'm not a
no.
I'm no goat.
You don't
here.
Eat goat for Thanksgiving.
No goat milk. No goat cheese. No.
Don't. No. That's been getting my goat. But anyway.
Wow. Did you set the whole thing up just so you could say that?
No. I do everything off the top of my head.
Yep.
Completely unprepared.
I've seen the top of your head. There's not much there anymore.
There's not. That's because I did a lot of stuff off the top of my head.
Yeah. You and Brian have a lot in common.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
You know?
So turkeys.
So let me ask you this, because this is the debate of the day. Is the match a turkey or a pie? The match coming up next week, less than a week away, Tiger Phil, $9 million, winner take all, Shadow Creek, Las Vegas, turkey or pie?
You know, the closer we get to the match, the more I want to watch the match. But I think I wonder if it's going to be one of those things where you're kind of psyched about it, and then you get like three or four holes in there, and you're like turning the channel to see what Oprah's doing.
Oprah.
And then you turn back, you know.
Wow. Well,
I just picked something out of the blue. See, it's all improv. It's difficult. Improv's difficult. Sometimes you hit. Sometimes you miss.
Yeah, I see who's winning Jeopardy or something while you're at it.
I'm kind of interested in checking it out. You know, they've got drones flying around. You got all kinds of stuff going on there. I'll tell you what I wish they have and they don't, and it's probably because of everything they're experimenting with. No spectators.
Yep.
And I'm agreeing with Charles Barkley. It'd be to Phil's advantage to have spectators because Phil would start riling up the crowd.
Yeah.
He'd be all over. He'd be playing from inside the crowd most of the time too.
he needs the crowd for like bumpers,
ball control.
In bowling. Yeah, ball control. Yeah.
Crowd. Yeah, there's no one to walk and tamp down the rough for him. Anyway, had to throw that one in there.
He does that on his own.
It's dangerous.
Hey, you know.
It really is.
Well, yeah. So,
turkey or pie?
I'm going with turkey for the match.
There you go.
Yeah.
Turkey in a good way or turkey in a bad way?
No, I'm sorry. I meant to say pie.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
I'm going with pie for the match. Yeah. I think a lot of people are going to watch it.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Pumpkin pie with whipped cream, or do you prefer a cream pie, like a banana cream or coconut cream or something like that?
I'm going into pie territory, but I'm not going full on like best pie you've ever had.
Okay.
As a prediction, I'm not going to say it couldn't be a result, but as a prediction, I'm saying it's in the pie territory, but it's not like, you know.
It's not homemade.
It's not like we're televising the match from Cypress Point.
Mm.
Yeah,
we were
exactly.
talking about that. Yeah, how good is that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
One of my favorite books. And I don't read very many, so that's probably why.
I've never read it.
Oh, you should read it.
It's only 120 pages.
I know. It's like a 1 week you can get it done.
Yeah, and like that's for someone like me that doesn't read. So
yeah.
Someone that reads could probably do it in an hour.
It's one of my favorite lines is, did you ever hear about the Irish mom who started the letter to her son? I'm writing this really slowly because I know you can't read very fast.
I love that one.
I have a vast collection of good Irish jokes, but it's okay because William Skelly came to the United States in 1729 from Antrim, my first ancestor to the United States
wow.
of America.
Wow. Okay.
I had two great uncles who fought in the Revolutionary War.
Well, that's good to know. There you go. Caddy history for 1,000.
That's right.
Way back.
All right. So what other turkeys come to mind when you think about turkeys, Caddy?
Turkeys in the golf world for 2018.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
How about Phil Mickelson?
I'm so positive I can't come up with turkeys.
Oh, come on.
I'm the most ridiculously – I don't even have a rear view mirror on my car. That's how positive I am. I just don't look back.
Phil Mickelson raking his ball back.
Oh, that is, there's no turkey more than that. That's the turkey, I mean, what do you call that one? That's the mother of all turkeys, the father of all turkeys. there cannot be a bigger turkey in the year than that one. And of course, it's always the cover-up that's worse than the crime.
That's right, cover-up worse than the crime. And then,
yeah.
And then he taps down the rough off the front of the tee and gets penalty for that too.
Oh, at the Greenbrier.
Yeah, the
fescue.
Yep.
Tamp down the fescue.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Ooh. Tough year after that win in Mexico for Phil.
Tough couple weeks.
You know what I say, though, Brian? You know one of my lines, one of my mantras, never feel sorry for anybody who owns their own jet.
I should put that in a T-shirt. We need to have a caddy. I like caddy sayings T-shirts. Yeah, caddyisms.
I've got a good one from the first tee at Baltimore Country Club, Senior Players Championship. So, my player has, let's just say, more than a few head covers on the bag, and there's these three or four yahoos who are in their early 30s. They're drinking beer. They're having a great time, and they start commenting on how many head covers are in the bag and utility clubs and this and that. And so I look at the head honcho, and the head honcho says, "My grandma." He goes, "What's the most loft you got on in there?" And I go, 20, you know, I don't know what it was. I said like 23 degrees or something like that. And he goes, "My grandma doesn't have a 23 degree club in her bag." And I go, "Does your grandma have a Learjet?" and his other boys just like lost control. They went down. They were like, "Wah!" You know, it was phenomenal. Well, then about 5 years later, somebody comes up to me and goes, "Hey, I heard this story about how you reamed on these guys." I mean, it's amazing how it gets around. Like, I'm on the other side of the country. Someone I don't even know comes up and goes, "Yeah, you said this line to my buddies in Baltimore. It was hilarious." Anyway.
You got one to stick. Nice job.
It was a good one. It was a good one.
It's kind of like when you were walking in Hawaii for the Tournament of Champions and somebody came up to you and said, "You're the caddy, aren't you?"
Somebody did say that one. Yeah. And I actually, prior to the caddy radio days, when I used to just write those emails, I had a guy in South Africa come up to me and say, "You don't know me, but I get your emails." And he said it just like that, actually. You know? Because I could do perfect accents.
Yeah, that's quite perfect.
Yeah, I'm really, really good. Really good. So, yeah, Bob, how am I doing at tiptoeing around the turkey thing?
Yeah, you're doing really well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
In fact, you tiptoed so well, we're out of time.
Well, you know, it's caddying about is about getting through situations that are difficult and psychological manipulation and things like that.
That's right.
There you go.
I like it. And you are the caddy for a reason. Expertly done. Well done.
Thank you very little.
Okay. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, caddy.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Enjoy your families.
Yeah, enjoy the match.
Yes, sir.
All right, there you go. That's the caddy joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. I would invite the caddy over for Thanksgiving dinner, but I know he wouldn't show up.
Yeah.
You know what I watched the other night just to fall asleep? Kind of feeling in the mood for a little holiday nostalgia.
Really?
I threw on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, Steve Martin, John Candy.
Yeah.
I think the caddy doesn't want to be the John Candy character. That's why he never actually comes. He never actually shows up. So
he's a no-show.
He's a no-shower. Oh, good stuff. Continue on Real Golf Radio next. So you've thought about LASIK surgery, but you're hesitant. I get it. It's your eyes, and while it's a hassle to deal with contacts and glasses, the thought of a laser in your eye sounds painful and scary. Well, let me tell you, I had the same feelings until I went to Hoops Vision for my free evaluation. I was super impressed with the time they spent, and they put all my concerns to rest. I left excited and confident knowing that I was in the best hands with the latest technology. The day of the surgery was easy. No pain, comfortable massage chairs, and warm chocolate chip cookies to help me relax. And then the miracle. Within a few minutes, I could see. It's an amazing feeling, and now I can see where my golf ball goes, and I enjoy wearing sunglasses and not dealing with contacts that dry up out in the sun and the wind. It's why major champions like Mike Weir chose Hoops Vision. Hoops Vision is world-renowned, and with new techniques such as smile and camera, there are more options than ever before. Visit HoopsVision.com today and schedule your free consultation. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you could save $1,000 off your procedure. More choices, more experience, better vision at Hoops Vision.
And here's Ricky on 12. What a comeback it's been for him today. Pin placement is a little tricky. We're seeing something. Something is getting closer. Holy.
What the?
And that'll cost him.
It can be dangerous to drive while distracted. Yet at any daytime moment, almost 660,000 drivers across the country are using electronic devices while they drive. Join me and commit to always driving distraction-free.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum. You can tell a lot about a golfer by the way he sets his hands on the club. Is he squeezing the life out of it, or is it like he's cradling a newborn baby? Holding it light so he can feel the club head eliminates tension, increases swing speed, and improves accuracy. These are the things our grips promote. Because the secret to golf isn't how you put your hands on the club, it's the way you put your hands on a wind grip. Wind, play your best golf.
When Callaway first equipped their drivers with Gelbreak technology, they completely changed the game. A new bar for ball speed had been set, and golfers everywhere started to take notice. So what, you think they were just going to call it a day? Not a chance. Nope, they took their most epic technology and went rogue. The new Rogue driver has taken Gelbreak distance and made it more forgiving than ever. The new Gelbreak bars are lighter and stronger, which allows Rogue to redistribute its weight throughout the head. When you have a reshaped, more forgiving head, well, you get more forgiveness. Forgiveness you didn't even think was possible out of a driver that fast. No more playing it safe, folks. Tight fairway? Bomb it anyway. Water in play? Clear it. That's the power of the Gelbreak effect. And that's why Callaway is the number one driver in golf. You're either playing it or you're leaving yards on the table. Go rogue with Callaway. Get the details now at CallawayGolf.com. Callaway, the number one driver in golf.
You're listening to Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, talking golf since Jordan Spieth was in first grade.
You started it.
That's Real Golf Radio.
All right, welcome to the show, Brian and Bob. Thanks for joining us here. RealGolfRadio.com is the website. At RealGolf is our Twitter handle. Thanks to Callaway Golf for sponsoring the show. Be sure to go to CallawayGolf.com/gift guide for your holiday gift guide. It's worth the click there. Lots of great ideas. Get ahead of the Black Friday stuff right there at CallawayGolf.com/gift guide. Holiday gift guide available. And happy Thanksgiving next week, by the way. We'll be doing our regular Thanksgiving weekend best of edition. So we got some good stuff in store, including our interview with Johnny Miller, the two-parter on his retirement from broadcasting in the game. So lots of good stuff. More on the rules of golf as well with Thomas Pagel. So lots of good things to tune in next week for the best of edition of Real Golf Radio on a Thanksgiving weekend.
Yes.
All right, speaking of Thanksgiving, ahead of it, of course, we got our turkeys and our pies. Let's go through them right now. So when I started thinking about the turkeys of the year, I thought about Patrick Reed. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to say, oh, this guy's a turkey, because he goes off and he wins the Masters.
Correct.
Gets his first major championship. But then the turkey came out in him.
Yes.
Just after he was about to serve a nice slice of pie, he turkeyed it all up and shoved
He's turkeyed it before, too.
Thank you. Well, there you go. I like that. Thank you. Dave, dropping a little turkey.
After he won the World Golf Championship and he said he was top five player in the world? That was a turkey comment.
Yeah, he likes to kind of mix it up, doesn't he?
Yeah. He likes to stir the pot.
So he kind of, boy, he caught a lot of criticism for the way he didn't allow his family to come watch him win. Basically banned him. His wife has basically put a restraining order or whatever against Patrick's family or whatever, however that goes. So that just got ugly. And then the Ryder Cup situation, he kind of blew up the whole Ryder Cup thing at the end.
Yeah. Saying that
he didn't get to play with who he wanted to play with.
Yeah, saying that he didn't get it. He didn't know about what the pairings were going to be and all that kind of thing. He didn't get to play with Jordan Spieth, and his wife came out in a comment
about
that.
I didn't get to play with Jordan. Go talk to Jordan about it.
Yeah.
My husband wanted to play with Jordan.
And he was
asked Jordan why he didn't want
to
play.
And in that final press conference, he was ready to light it up like Phil did a few years back with Tom Watson.
Yeah, well, despite winning the Masters and getting yourself a green jacket, this one's for you, Patrick. Big old turkey.
That is a turkey.
Yeah. Okay. All right, second, Phil Mickelson, U.S. Open antics.
Yes.
Come on, Phil. Really?
Come on, Phil.
I know you're frustrated. Six times a runner-up, but you don't do that. And in fact, he's got a great career of never doing that kind of stuff.
Correct.
And he just lost it.
He did. He lost it at the U.S. Open and then at the Greenbrier, too, where he knew what he knew what that rule was, and he went up and tamped down the fescue. So, yeah, Phil, Turkey.
Turkey for the year for Phil yep. on that one. Even though he busts out and wins a WGC event, gets win 43. It might be 43. And, you know, unfortunately, he makes the Ryder Cup team and probably shouldn't have. That was the one, if you had to look back on it, you know, Monday morning quarterback.
Yeah, that pick.
That one, you probably go Xander instead of Phil on that one. Pick a different San Diegan in there.
He went 0-2-0 in the Ryder Cup.
No, there's no chance you're leaving Phil off the Ryder Cup team. And I've said this. The guy's made 12 straight or whatever it is. He deserves one captain's pick. He's earned that much.
Yeah.
But it doesn't do you any good when you're on the losing side of things.
Yeah, he's not going to get another captain's pick. He's going to have to make it on his own.
No doubt about it. And then, of course, we've been talking about it this morning, the match. Turkey or pie?
Well, I kind of said, I've heard some other, but I kind of said turkey because it's contrived. But yet I will watch it.
I think it's more pie for me.
And probably have a turkey sandwich while I'm watching.
I like that. All right, good for you. That does. That sounds real nice. Heat it up in the
or turkey and green bean casserole or something.
Mmm.
Yes.
Whoa. Wasn't sure what that was at first.
Sounds good though, huh?
Well, it didn't at first, but it ended up sounding all right. So.
Oh.
Sounded like some after turkey there for a minute, and then it kind of went into the okay. Yeah, so I'm going with pie. It might not be my favorite pie, but It's pie nonetheless.
There you go.
I think it's going to surprise us a little bit. How good it could be.
As Ryan Ballingy said, there's no golf on TV at that point in time for us golfers that love the game. This is going to be fun to watch.
I think it has the potential to be fun. I will say this. As much golf as we have being played, There really is never a time when there isn't golf to be watched.
Right.
And I think for that, I think if, you know, by the time Thanksgiving weekend is over, the last thing in the world you want is a piece of pie because you've eaten it.
Right.
And you had leftovers.
You gorged yourself.
And then you had leftovers of leftovers.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I need to not eat any more pie. I really, really liked it, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Like the sales guy that brings donuts into the office the day after Christmas, you know, like after you've been Christmased out for two or three weeks of food, and then on January 3rd.
With all the candy and treats.
Guy shows up with donuts. Come on. That's the worst drop you could ever do.
Yeah.
Think about it. No one wants a donut on everyone's like, hey, I'm 2 days into my New Year's resolution. I'm not eating a donut. I think that's maybe golf suffers a little bit from that. Give me a little bit of a break. Make me crave it a little bit because by February, everybody's ready to eat donuts again.
Yeah.
But not January 3rd.
Yeah.
So that's my take on that.
Okay.
So maybe it's just a little over. Maybe just a little, but I do enjoy a good silly season event. I do miss the silly season. That breaks it up. It's different than regular PGA Tour grinded out stuff.
Well, at least we got one
stuff.
Back now for and kind of the silly season.
That's what
silly
I'm saying.
Season.
Yep. So I'm going pie. Maybe not mom's favorite, but I'm going pie. Other pies, Tiger Woods. First thing comes to mind when you're thinking about pies is Tiger. I mean, what a comeback year. Never saw this happening. This is the pie that you show up and you go, I didn't think we were going to have really good pie.
Yep.
And this was the best.
Yep. Tiger Woods, of course, playing 18 events, getting his first win in what, 5 or 6 years? And
since 2013.
Getting his 80th on the year. My question is, okay, we've got him down as a pie, 80th career win, yes. But do we give him a little bit of a turkey for the 04 and 0 at the Ryder Cup?
No. Tiger gets a pass for that.
Overshadowed by his great year.
He played awful, but he was burnt and
tired. Yep.
You know what? He gets a pass.
Yeah.
For me, he gets a pass, but.
Okay. I was just throwing that in there.
Yeah. That's a good one. He definitely played like a turkey, but I think he gets a pass for what he just did at the Tour Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Had he not won at the Tour Championship and still played that bad, well, you probably turkey him out. But there was enough whipped cream out there that he survived.
Yeah. I think another pie would be Brooks Koepka winning two majors.
Sheesh. Man.
Winning the U.S. Open back-to-back, which we haven't seen anybody do that since Curtis Strange, and also getting a PGA championship.
Yummy.
That's a pie.
Yeah, and, you know, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, got to throw that in there for sure. Tony Finau playing on a broken ankle.
Yes.
Dislocated ankle.
Yes.
And still top 10-ing at Augusta.
Yes.
And having the attitude and grinding it out and just captivating the golf world. And then going on to top 10.
In three majors.
Just and then make the Ryder Cup team and play well as a rookie.
Yeah, 2-1-0 in the Ryder Cup team. On the Ryder Cup team. Yeah, Tony Finau is definitely
big
pie.
Slice of pie for Big Tony with a bunch of whipped cream on top. Well done, sir.
Yep.
Augusta National's new women's amateur. They announced this. You probably couldn't get a nicer slice of pie than what Augusta National is year in and year out. And then they add a really extra dollop of whipped cream on there with this new event. When you talk about growing the game of golf, you talk about the youth and the women's game. Both those segments need to grow in order to help sustain the game. And for Augusta National to drop this in there, man, it just is fantastic. I'm really excited to see how this one plays out. And a new perspective, a new opportunity for these women to go out and play a final round of an event on the stage that the Masters is played on is just outstanding. And you know Augusta is going to roll out the red carpet.
Yes, they are.
It is going to be – that Saturday finish is going to be as good – from a presentation standpoint and execution standpoint as the final round of the Masters.
Okay, so I got a question for you. Do they get a locker in the champions' locker room?
No.
Okay.
Come on, don't push your luck.
Yeah.
They may build them a brand new locker room just specifically for this event.
That's true.
And have a place for them.
Okay.
But it's going to be different because these women are most likely to turn professional following the success that they have here, so they won't be returning year after
year. That's true. So 72-player field will compete the first two rounds on April 3rd and 4th at the Champions Retreat Golf Club. And then that's a Wednesday and a Thursday. And then everyone in the entire field will be able to play an official practice round at Augusta National on the 5th.
Well, those that qualify
all of them.
Really?
Everyone in the entire field.
So even if you play terrible and you're not going to make the final round,
you
your consolation prize is a round at Augusta.
And then the top 30 players will compete at Augusta National in the final round.
So the practice round and the final round are Friday and Saturday?
Yes.
Interesting.
First 2 days are Wednesday, Thursday at Champions Retreat, and then Augusta National practice round for the entire field, everyone in the field, on Friday, and then finals, the final round on Saturday, top 30 players.
Good for them. That's awesome.
I think it's great. You think, okay, you get in that, you're the 30, one of the 72 best players in women's amateur golf. You get in that tournament, you think you are just jonesing to be able to have a chance to play that golf course.
Oh, yeah. What a neat opportunity. That's great. You think about growing the game.
Yep.
How many dads are pushing their daughters now?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, let's play golf.
Yeah.
This is your chance. I can go to Augusta and watch you play golf.
And then that morphs into Sunday, the drive, chip, and putt, and starts Masters week on Monday. So,
celebration of the game.
Bryson DeChambeau is also a pie. He's won 4 times this last year.
I think there's plenty of turkey in that pie. All right, we'll finish it up next.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. 1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book?
Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Now back to Brian and Bob.
All right, welcome back to the show. So you threw in there Bryson DeChambeau.
I did.
Come on, he's measuring COR of flag sticks to determine whether he's going to putt with a stick in next year or not.
He's the best player on the planet right now. He's won four times.
Gobble, gobble. Too much turkey there, man.
Really?
Yeah. Too much turkey.
Yeah, he's a little edgy. But
not
he's
even
not
edgy, just goofy.
He is goofy.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff I like about him, but there's just, it's a little overboard. I don't know. But
he's the mad scientist.
You got to give him credit for the W's.
You
got to
give
year.
Him props,
no
man.
No question about that.
Two playoff events, Jack's event. Yeah.
Yeah, no doubt.
Won some good tournaments.
You know, here's the other one that kind of goes both ways with turkey and pie, and that's the USGA.
Yes.
I thought they were turkeys in the way they went from Saturday to Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Over the little overboard on Saturday and a little too easy on Sunday for a U.S. Open at Shinnecock. That golf course did not need that much messing around with. It was so good.
Yep.
Such a great golf course. And, you know, they got their fingers in that a little bit. But full-on pie and whipped cream for the new rules simplification.
Absolutely.
Would have given them a bigger dollop if they would have fixed that divot in the middle.
Middle of the fairway thing?
Yeah, but oh well. I guess it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, they'll let you tap spike marks now.
Yeah? Yeah, that's true.
Regularities in the greens.
Yeah. But the very first rules, or the purpose of the rule, is play the course as you find it and play your ball as it lies. That's the very first thing that they say in their rules.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, probably not going to let you bump it out of a divot in the middle of the field.
That's right. Unless it's a local rule at your course.
Yeah, I would like to see that. Thanks to Ryan Ballingy and the caddy for joining us as well. Thanks to Dave Glauser, our producer. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Hope you enjoy the match. I do think it's worth watching. I'll throw some whipped cream on that one. I'm with you, Bob. Enjoy a little Tiger Phil and see what kind of banter they
have. See what happens.
All right. For Bob, I'm Brian. Thanks for being with us here on Real Golf Radio.
Thanks for listening to Brian and Bob on Real Golf Radio. Join us on Twitter at Real Golf or on our website at realgolfradio.com.
It's been real.